It's helpful to be able to become aware of your own mind. It can be a very useful awareness to have, yet not much happens in life that lets us come to know ourselves. So we're going to spend a couple of moments now doing just that. Let yourself get settled. It's good to sit with your back straight if you can, feet planted flat on the floor, legs uncrossed. If you need to lay flat on the floor, that's okay too. With your eyes open first, try this. Try letting your attention go to the center of the room. And now just notice your attention as you let it go to the far wall. And now follow your attention as it comes back to the middle of the room. And then up close, as if you're holding a book at reading distance. Notice how your attention can go to very different places. Now let your attention go inward. You might let your eyes go closed, and as they go closed, get a sense inside of you of your body in space and where you're sitting in the room. And now let yourself become aware of the sounds around you. That sense of sound can fill your awareness. Let your awareness now find the breath, wherever you feel it most prominently, whether it's at the level of your nostrils, the air going in and out, the level of your chest as it goes up and down, or the level of your abdomen going inward and outward. Perhaps you'll even just notice your whole body breathing. Wherever it comes naturally, just let your awareness ride the wave of your in-breath and then your out-breath. When you come to notice, as often happens, that your mind may have wandered and become lost in a thought, a memory, a feeling, a worry, when you notice that, just gently take note of that inside and gently, lovingly return your awareness toward the breath, wherever you feel it, and follow that wave of the in-breath and the out-breath. As you follow your breath, I'm going to tell you an ancient story that's been passed through the generations. The mind is like the ocean, and deep in the ocean, beneath the surface, it's calm and clear. And no matter what the surface conditions are, whether it's flat or choppy or even a full gale storm, deep in the ocean, it's tranquil and serene. From the depth of the ocean, you can look toward the surface and just notice the activity there, as in the mind, where from the depth of the mind, you can look upward toward the waves, the brain waves at the surface of your mind, where all that activity of mind, thoughts, feelings, sensations, and memories exist. You have the incredible opportunity to just observe those activities at the surface of your mind. At times it may be helpful to let your attention go back to the breath and follow the breath to ground you in this deep, tranquil space. From this depth of your mind, it's possible to become aware of the activities of the mind and to discern that those are not the totality of who you are, that you are more than just your thoughts, more than just a feeling. You can have those thoughts and feelings and also be able to just notice them with the wisdom that they are not your identity. They are part of your mind's experience. For some, naming the type of mental activity like feeling or thinking or remembering or worrying can help allow those activities of the mind to be noted as just mental events that can gently float away and out of awareness. One more image I'll share with you in this inward time is one that you may find helpful. Perhaps you'll consider it something you want to use as well. You may think of the mind structure as similar to a wheel of awareness, imagining the wheel of a bicycle where there's an outer rim and spokes that connect that rim to an inner hub. In your mind's wheel of awareness, anything that can come into your awareness will be one of the infinite points on the rim. One sector of the rim might include your five senses of touch, taste, smell, hearing, and sight, those senses that bring the outside world into our minds. Another sector of that rim of the wheel is the sense of the body, the feeling in our limbs, our facial muscles, the feelings of the organs of our torso, our lungs, our heart, of our intestines. All of the body brings its wisdom up into our minds, and this bodily sense, the sixth sense, if you will, adds another texture to what we can become aware of. Another set of points on the rim are what the mind creates directly, like thoughts and feelings, memories and perceptions, hopes and dreams. And this segment of the rim of your mind is also available to our awareness, what you can call our seventh sense, our capacity to see the mind itself, in ourselves and in the minds of others. We may also be able to feel felt within our eighth sense, as we feel our attuned relationships resonate with others and ourselves. We can choose, if we want, to pick one segment and send a spoke out to that point on the rim. We may choose to pay attention to the feeling in our bellies and send a spoke there. Or we can choose to pay attention to a memory and send a spoke to that area of our seventh sense to see that part of mind. So these spokes represent focusing on a point on the rim. And the spokes emanate from the depth of our mind, which is the hub of the wheel of awareness. And as we focus on the breath, we can develop the spaciousness of that hub. And as the hub expands, we develop the capacity to be receptive to whatever arises from the rim, to give ourselves into the spaciousness, to the luminous quality of the hub that can receive any aspect of our experience just as it is. Without preconceived ideas or grasping onto judgments, this mindful awareness, this receptive attention, brings us into a tranquil place where we can be aware and know all elements of our experience. The hub of our minds, like the depth of the ocean of our minds, is a place of tranquility and inquiry, where we can explore the nature of the mind with equanimity, energy, and concentration. This hub of our minds is always available to us right now, and it's from this hub that we enter a compassionate state of connection to ourselves and feel compassion for others. Let's focus on our breath for a few more moments together, opening that spacious hub of our minds to the beauty and wonder of what is. When you're ready, you can take a more voluntary and perhaps deeper breath if you wish, and get ready to gently let your eyes open, sensing this depth of your mind.